Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Yeah, I was able to kind of, you know, catch him a little bit, or he tried to catch me a little bit off guard, was able to kind of swipe it, and he lost his foot, and so was able to capitalize on it.
That was Roma Dunze talking about his touchdown where Trayvon Diggs slipped a little bit, of course, kicking things off for the Chicago Bears as they take down the Dallas Cowboys 31-14, and we are talking about it all day today on 670 The Score. Of course, it's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Taking your calls for one more hour. That's how long I got with you guys to hang out. Phone number 312-644-6767. If you're waking up and feeling good about your Bears team, we want to hear about it. How you feeling about this offense? Ben Johnson, is this what you were hoping for when little Benny J made the call and said, I want to be the head coach of the Chicago Bears? I want to know how you're feeling about Caleb Williams and his 4-touchdown performance. And then, of course, the offensive line. No talking about the offensive line today. 0 sacks allowed for this Matt Eberflus-led defense for the Dallas Cowboys. But I'm curious because I know there still are holes with this Bears team. They're obvious. We're not saying the Bears are some complete team and one game made everything great. No, you can still point, be optimistic, but look to the future and see where the Bears need improvement or what in your mind needs improvement. I'd love to hear it all. 312-644-6767. And of course, all day long, we are going to be talking about the Bears. Of course, coming up at 5 o'clock, Dustin Rhodes with the pregame show to give you the breakdown of the game and everything happening in Chicago sports. Of course, he leads you right in to Mully and Haw. Pick six is going to be great today. I already know. I don't even know the questions. I might take a sneak peek and look at them, but pick six is going to be great at six. Then Olin Kreutz right after that, 7 o'clock. That's how you kick off a football Monday with Mully and Haw. Olin Kreutz is going to give you the real. He's going to praise that offensive line. I'm sure about that. He's going to praise Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, but he's also going to be critical, and he's going to find the things that maybe we are not seeing. That's why it's imperative we listen to Olin Kreutz at 7 o'clock as he talks to the fellas. Then Brad Biggs talks to Mully and Haw at 9 o'clock. After that, Raheemy Harris, Mark Grody. They got two people that are pretty good. Anthony Heron, my guy, I'll be on at 11 o'clock. And then Dan Wiederer will take some time from reporting on the Bears and obviously, the Take the North Park podcast with Mark Grody, he'll be on at 1 o'clock. And then Spiegel and Holmes. Kurt Warner, the Hall of Fame. Yeah, he's a Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame.
Hall of Famer, yeah.
Hall of Fame, Kurt Warner. The quarterback whisperer is going to come on and talk about Caleb Williams' his performance. And then Jason Leisure will join the fellas as well at 4 o'clock. But it is a jam-packed day for you right here. And we're going to be taking calls all day, not just on the rest of this show, but all day long on 670 The Score. Phone lines are open. Text line is open as well. 312-644-6767. And I mentioned Raheemy Harris and Grody and Spiegel and Holmes. Well, there's some housekeeping we got to let you guys know about, because this Thursday, of course, Chicago is heading down to Las Vegas this weekend. So Thursday, Spiegel and Holmes are switching things up. They're going to be broadcasting from 10 to 2 from Las Vegas. So as a result, Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on Thursday are going to be having a special broadcast at Old Crow in Wrigleyville from 2 to 6. It's all brought to you by The Score and Budweiser. You can stop by to register to win special prizing from Budweiser and say hello to Layla, Marshall, and Mark Grody before the Cubs game. Again, that's Thursday, 2 o'clock, Old Crow in Wrigleyville. It's all brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Now, following the Bears' victory, 31-14 over the Dallas Cowboys, you know, people had some really, you know, some good things to say about this Bears team, which is really exciting. Of course, you know, first and foremost, you got a chance to hear from Tom Brady, who it was interesting to hear Tom talk about Caleb, because there were moments where he was able to explain to you the position and the requirements of it a little bit better, where you were then giving Caleb Williams grace, the Bears offense grace, because what was there. But after the game, right, after his performance, Tom Brady talked about a little bit of the challenges of a QB digesting a new offense. Now, Tom obviously had the luxury of being in New England for quite some time, but then he went over to Tampa, so he kind of understands what that's like. But he talked a little bit about the challenges, and it's interesting what he had to say about the Bears QB1, Caleb Williams.
Caleb has been under a great deal of scrutiny throughout the course of the season. I think it probably hit the apex last week, you know, losing to Detroit in really disastrous fashion. You talked about in the preseason how complicated it is for a young quarterback to digest an entirely new offense. Talk about the challenges of that.
Yeah, it's a great question, Howie. There's so much young development quarterback play that's happening. We're playing these quarterbacks at young ages before they're really, in my mind, developed, mature enough to understand the role and responsibility of being a QB1 for an entire franchise, an entire city. And that takes time to grow into that. And I think some of the greatest examples are guys that sat behind guys that really showed them the way. We can use Brett Favre as an example. Aaron Rodgers got to watch behind him. Then Jordan Love got to watch behind Aaron Rodgers. Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes, that dynamic. I got to watch Drew Bledsoe for a year. It was great for me. I could learn so much just by observing kind of things I like and things that I thought, okay, this is what I'll do a little differently if I ever get a shot. So we thrust them in there. And then what does a good head coach do, which I would obviously consider Ben Johnson that, you know, it's kind of spoon feeding him a new styles of offense that Caleb hasn't really run. Caleb in college didn't huddle. He didn't motion. There was a lot of things. It was very stationary offense. Here, that is the hallmark of Ben Johnson's offense. A lot of multiplicity, a lot of different formation variations. He's got to get up to speed, and they do that by layering on that information every single week. So they did a good job of that today. They're going to have to continue it as the season moves forward.
Tom Brady right there answering questions from Howie Long on the Fox broadcast. Excellent job there. You heard Tom Brady really talking about Ben Johnson and his mind as an offensive coach, where even Ben Johnson himself had to make the adjustment of having Caleb Williams as his quarterback, where he is used to calling an offense that gets executed at a high level, right? That's what you get with Jared Goff. No mistakes, no deviation, few moments of improvisation. But Caleb Williams thrives in those moments, extending plays, rolling out of pockets, cutting off the field, making good throws. And so Ben Johnson, as Tom Brady was pointing out, has to be okay with off-time throws, or, you know, the creativity of Caleb Williams in certain moments. And that's exactly what they had to deal with. And Caleb Williams did a great job of it today. Yesterday. 4 touchdowns on the day, 19 for 28, 298 yards, making the right decisions in a lot of moments, not putting the ball in harm's way, and still throwing the ball despite the lead, right? It's not like the Bears were able to lean on the run game, you know, like a Baltimore Ravens team can with a Derrick Henry. They still had to pick up the first downs. You saw Alameda Zacchaeus get a crucial third down late in the second half just to keep drive going. Bears 8 for 14 on third downs on the day. So, again, a lot of progress from what you saw there. And what ultimately it led to was our first time getting a sneak peek into what a locker room looks like when the Bears win. We know what it looked like with other people, right? Club Dub and people swag surfing in the locker room. But this one was a little different. You got to see Ben Johnson pass out a couple of game balls. You got to see Caleb Williams give a little love to his own coach. So I want you to get an opportunity to get a sneak peek of what it felt like in that locker room. So here it is. Ben Johnson, the squad, celebrating the victory after they defeat the Dallas Cowboys 31-14.
Coming into this game now, it was going to be about situational football, all right? We did. All right, third down, defense, they were 3 of 11. Offense, we were 8 of 14. Yeah. Talk about red zone. Red zone, they were 1 of 4. Mm-hmm. We were 2 of 3. Yeah. And we talked about 2 minutes. We talked about 2 minutes. The way you guys handled it before halftime was outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. And the defense way to come through for us there at the end. Closing that game off. Hell of a job. Hell of a job. And then I got two game balls here. Two game balls here. Give me one, right? Real quick. Quarterback had 142.6 passer rating. Hey, I love y'all boys. Couldn't do this without y'all, all the hard work and preparation. We're 1-0 this week. We got to go 1-0 next week. We got to come back and prepare and do the same thing. That's all I got. That's all I got.
All right, the other one that stood out to me, man, all over the field today. All over the field today. Two interceptions!
Look, hey, that's what it feels like, fellas, bro. We work too hard, bro. We got to come in here, celebrate with one another. Hey, but look, enjoy this one. Hey, tomorrow, let's enjoy it still. Tuesday, flip the page, but let's get back in that lab.
Yes, sir.
I got one more. I got one more. My bad. It's Boss Man's first home victory. First win.
Like he said, hell yeah. I want to run through the walls. I mean, that got me so hyped up when I was watching that on social media. I mean, we've seen Ben Johnson after two losses look dejected, look defeated. And so to be able to witness what he looks like after a victory, it's exciting. It's motivating. And I'm sure for the Bears players themselves, they want to recreate that. They want to experience that feeling of victory with Ben Johnson at the helm because it looks good on them. Bears getting the victory. And, you know, it speaks a lot about this team, right? I mean, listen, going 0-3 would have been just painful for the entire city of Chicago, but for the players themselves. And to bounce back after, you know, the first two games that they've had, the drubbing that the Detroit Lions put on the Bears, I mean, it says a lot. Because they held true. They understood that it was one game. They were on to the next in true sports fashion. And the way it played out today was poetic. And again, you know, interested to hear what you guys have to say about this game. What did you think of Ben Johnson's performance as a coach after facing the Dallas Cowboys, where he had to look, again, another emotional game where you're facing Coach Eberflus, not necessarily for him, but for the city and what also came with it? What did you think about Caleb Williams leading this offense? To me, he looked extremely comfortable under center today, more so than I'd ever seen him. And the defense, Dennis Allen, right? After Detroit putting up 50 on you, after the Minnesota Vikings putting up 21 in three straight possessions in the fourth quarter, you come out of the game like today, still missing the same pieces that you had been missing in those games, and you put up the performance that you did. It was a Ben, it was like a, not Ben, but Ben, but don't break, but bendy, but ball hawking performance for the Chicago Bears, right? Tremaine Edmonds with the two interceptions. It was just great, just showing athletic abilities, being in the right place at the right time, showing his athleticism. And he actually had a little bit of something to say following the game when talking about his team and what got his squad to where they needed to be today.
It's a confidence builder, right? You know what I mean? Anytime you can get a win in the league, man, it's a confidence builder because it's hard to win. You know what I mean? We put a lot of work in, week out. You know, we never got down on ourselves. You know, we just put trust in each other, put our head down, and we work. You know what I mean? So it's expected. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to act like we surprised because we put the work in. You know what I mean? We got a good football team, you know, good coaching staff, and it was a representation of the work that we put in, and I'm just glad that, you know, everybody was just to come in here and see smiles on everybody's faces because, you know, we put a lot of time into it, you know what I mean, and this is what it should feel like.
Tremaine Edmonds talking about not only the game but the preparation that went into it, and if you heard Ben Johnson talking during the week, he said that their practice habits weren't yet of a championship-caliber team, and I'm sure the fellas took that to heart. When you're thinking about – you're getting – Ben Johnson has él no tiene pelo en la lengua. He doesn't have hair on his tongue. He doesn't care. And he's no problem saying these things. And I said it this week on the Chicago Lead. I said he's called out his players. But what he ultimately was calling out was the culture of the Chicago Bears. It's not just the players themselves, but the organization as a whole and how everything has been handled. And he has no kid gloves on. Neither does Dennis Allen. These guys are coming in with a fresh approach. So when they come in, unlike last year where everyone catered to Caleb Williams, where the defense already anointed themselves as top five and Eberflus just kind of went with the flow on both sides of the ball, Ben Johnson comes in and says, I'm calling a spade a spade. Dennis Allen says, I don't care if three of my starters are missing. I have guys that I feel like I can get the job done with. And so the culture needed to be changed, and I feel like it did verbally through the coach speak that happened throughout the week. And obviously it affected the players properly. I said this earlier where Bears start 0-2, fine. How does Ben Johnson coach this team to get them out of that rut? That's what you paid them the dollars for. And that's what we were trying to see in real time. And that's exactly what we got. Ben Johnson coaching up his team, not only on the offensive side of the ball, but Dennis Allen on the defensive side of the ball as well. And the result, a 31-14 victory against the Dallas Cowboys. But what are your thoughts? 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. I'm ready to chat with you. Going to be here until 5 o'clock holding things down. It is Gabe Ramirez with you on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Your calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're back. Live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Fourth and goal. Williams looking. Pressure. Throws. Caught. Touchdown. DJ Moore.
Would of course go for it, KB. Of course. I mean, it's a no-brainer. DJ's right on the top of the screen. Really what allows this is the protection. They're trying to spy Caleb. Not enough guys in the rush, and certainly no coverage. Another wide open receiver, Matt Eberflus for Dallas. He's just looking for answers over there. Not rushing well, not covering well, not going their way on defense.
Wow, fourth and goal from the four, a drive that took up 9.5 minutes, and it ends in that, and the Bears take control of this game. It's 31-14.
That's right. Oh, and it was looking pretty all day. Bears get the victory 31-14. And we're going to be talking about it all day long on 670 The Score. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you live and local until 5 o'clock on your overnights. What a game for the Chicago Bears. And we're going to be talking about it, like I mentioned, on our Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. At 5 o'clock, Dustin Rhodes comes over and takes over with the pregame show, leading you right into Mully and Haw. They got two great guests for you that you should be listening out for. Olin Krutz at 7 o'clock, one of my favorites, the way he breaks down the game. Then Brad Biggs, 9 a.m., and you know Biggsy does not hold back. After that, Rahimi, Harris, Grody. They got Anthony Heron on at 11 o'clock, then Dan Wiederer on at 1. After that, Spiegel and Holmes. They got Kurt Warner at 3 and Jason Leisure at 4. So make sure you guys are hanging with us all day today on 670 The Score. But the phone lines are open now so that way you can either gush over your Chicago Bears, something that you don't get to do too often. I'm curious what you thought was the highlight of the day. Was it the defensive effort and the four turnovers? Was it Caleb Williams and the four touchdowns? Or was it Ben Johnson, you know, really composing himself and getting this team back on track and playing the right way? I'm curious what your thoughts are. Also, listen, we're not too good to be judged here. If we find some holes that still make you upset, is it the Kyle Manungai, DeAndre Swift, two-headed monster that is giving you fits? I'd love to hear about that. Or maybe there's some other spots that I'm not seeing that you guys did. Love to take your phone calls. 312-644-6767. Text lines is open as well. But, you know, it was really the two haymakers that set the tone for the Chicago Bears today. Roma Dunze's 35-yard touchdown, and then the 65-yard flea flicker to Luther Burden. I mean, just things that got you extremely excited about the whole thing. And, you know, when you're talking about the flea flicker, I mean, again, as mentioned, right, Dallas had just scored a field goal on a lengthy drive. Bears get the ball back. The cynic in me thought everything was going to go to crap right there because I didn't think the Bears were capable. Like most Bears fans, you think everything has to go perfect. But Ben Johnson gave credit not just to himself for the flea flicker, but he also tapped a couple of the other people on his staff.
Did you put that in this week? And what was the kind of thought process of putting that play in, especially running at that particular time right after Caleb throws a touchdown?
Yeah, we have gadgets up every week. I give the staff a lot of credit. They're going through and, you know, they're watching the tape and finding out things that may or may not fit. From whether it was Dallas this year or some of the stuff we're watching of Chicago's defense from yesteryear. So that was really a staff find. And like I said, we worked it all week and felt really comfortable calling it this week.
Love it. You know, obviously you expect a guy like Ben Johnson to have trick plays on deck, ready to go. I think the part that gets me excited as a Bears fan isn't the play call itself. It's the timing of the play call. I know who Ben Johnson is. I'm a Bears fan. I've seen him with the Detroit Lions. I know trick plays are a part of his repertoire. I think the interesting part is the timing of it, when you want to do it, right? There was a moment where the Bears had like 4th and 6. Torrey Taylor comes in to punt, and I thought, they're going to do a fake punt right here. Like, it made me think about that. They didn't pull it off. But again, it's about timing, and those are things you don't think about when you're talking about the head coach of an organization. Those kinds of decisions that you have to make. When are you going to put that in? And if it works, you look like a genius in those moments. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open, ready to chat with you about this Bears game. And your thoughts on Caleb Williams and this Bears offense. Is this what you envisioned for the Chicago Bears and this offense? Or are you hesitant to feel good about where the Bears are at right now? Love to take your calls. Now, after the game, Ben Johnson handed out a couple of game balls, and they talked to him in the post game about what was the process there and what your thinking was and how good that must have felt. Here's Ben Johnson talking about it.
What was the reaction on the sideline when Tyreek makes that play in the first quarter, and how much do you think that changed the game for you?
Yeah, I think you had 4 turnovers and didn't give away the ball at all. So I thought it was huge. That early in the game, they were able to run the ball a little bit on our defense, and we knew that. We knew that they were going to be able to move the ball. It's a very explosive offense. They got playmakers all over the place. Their offensive lines are really good. They got 3 first-rounders up there. And, you know, I thought we came through with timely plays when we needed it, and that's a good example of it. I thought Tyreek in general had a really nice bounce back game. He's one of those guys, like a lot of us, that we haven't started the season the way we wanted to yet. He's capable of being a big time player in this league, and I thought he played that way today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Of course, you love call outs like that. I think we can all agree that Tyreek Stevenson over the last 12 months hasn't necessarily been our favorite Bear. But we all love a good redemption story. You know, we would have loved the interception, but we love a good redemption story. The fumble after the Bears go 3-and-out. I mean, that's how you win your way back into the hearts of Bears fans. And I think most Bears fans can look at a guy like Tyreek Stevenson and say, yeah, well, no, we knew you were good. You just have mental lapses in certain moments, right? You're capable. You're like the, I have a lot of friends like this, and sometimes I'm like this too, where, you know, you feel like you're good enough that you don't have to put max effort in, right? Like you can get a B without putting in a lot of work. I know a lot of people like that in school, right? Tyreek Stevenson's kind of like that guy where you are so talented that you feel like you can take moments off because your talent will allow you to rise to the top in certain situations. But what happens is when you're then taxed with covering the wide receiver one of the opposing team, it's not as easy as you might think. So you have to have those reality checks in moments. So I do love the fact that Ben Johnson, understanding what a head coach should do, you call out a guy like that. You still point to his talents and you highlight his effectiveness and how he really changed the game and the momentum from the first quarter on. And that those are the things that you really want from Ben Johnson to coach is what we talked about, right? Like I said, CHSN, Chicago lead all week. It was Gabe, you know, doom and gloom, Bears, doom and gloom. And I'm like, let Ben Johnson get an opportunity to coach the team. He just got him in training camp. He just met these guys and he coached two games with them. Let him earn his paycheck and get into that stuff. And that's what you saw in certain moments, right? Whether it was Ben Johnson getting the tight ends going, whether it was the third down conversion rates, Bears were 2-for-3 in the red zone, putting up points on the board. I mean, that's what you want. You had a great end of the half with a textbook two-minute drive. I mean, this is what you wanted, and Ben Johnson talked about it, where they emphasized situational awareness during this week's theme. And that's exactly what they got to. And, you know, what I love about Ben Johnson, and most people might not love this about him, and people were talking about it through the first two games in his post-game press conferences, he was a bit smug. Almost like, how dare we talk about these losses? And listen, Chicago's a different market. You lose in Detroit, they might hate you, but, you know, Chicago, they're going to just keep firing at you. And it was good to see him kind of change the tone a little bit. And as we mentioned, arrogant in a good way. You go get Coastin Loveland a target on the very first throw of the game. If that's not arrogance, I don't know what is. I'm tired of your questions about Coastin Loveland. I'm tired of hearing about Tyler Warren and his success with the Indianapolis Colts. You know what I'm going to do? First play of the game, I'm throwing it to Coastin Loveland. Oh, you think my running game sucks? How about this? A 19-play, 10-minute drive where I'm going to run the ball 8 straight times. Oh, you think it's only Coastin Loveland? No. Cole Kmet's going to be involved too. I'm going to draw out this play, and he's going to get a touchdown. Speaking of Cole Kmet, it's good to hear from him in the post game, and he kind of talked about you know, what it was like in this situation as well. Right? Here's Cole Kmet. You got Cole Kmet for me? Yeah. Cole Kmet talking about the game today also.
What do you think getting a win means for,
I mean, for you guys in here, but just kind of for everybody's attitude.
Well, they're very bipolar here, so I'm sure they're very happy, and they're probably on the higher end of the things than maybe they should be. So we're going to stay right here. That's where I'm going to be all year long. That's where I'm going to do my best to do. And, you know, regardless if it's after a loss or after a game like this, you know, staying even keel the whole time. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting to look at the tape tomorrow and correcting where things need to get better and moving on from there.
Gabe Ramirez hanging with you on 670 The Score. That was Cole Kmet talking about getting the home win. And, man, between Cole Kmet and DJ Moore, I mean, granted, the Luther Burden touchdown is great. Romo Dunze has proven that he's more than capable in certain situations. But seeing Kmet get a touchdown where he's almost been an afterthought in this offense, you know, starting this season with Colston Loveland being in there and the weapons on offense. And then DJ Moore, Mr. Grumps. I have three daughters. One of them is a newborn, but my toddlers, I read a book to them called The Angry Cookie. And if you're parents out there, just get that one because it's a great one. But DJ Moore is like the little angry cookie. You know, he's just grumpy. And you're like, what are you mad about? You're awesome. You're a great guy. And what do we got to subject ourselves to this? But, you know, a couple of callers said earlier had some great theories as to why DJ Moore is angry. And you can feel free to text in as well. One of them said because Keenan Allen kind of stole his thunder last year with Caleb Williams, where, you know, the West Coast kid obviously had an affinity for Keenan Allen. And you saw it in games where Caleb almost forced the ball to Keenan in certain situations. DJ Moore wasn't necessarily getting the love. Then Romo Dunze comes on in the latter half of the season. And DJ Moore is like, do they know that I'm the man here? Do they know that this offense sucks, but I am the best thing we have? And obviously you try to find situations like that. And even this year, like even when he got the touchdown yesterday, it was like the least energetic touchdown I think I'd ever seen anyone in the NFL, where people celebrate a tackle, not even for a loss, where you give up 2 yards. I saw a couple of players, Dayo Odegbo, tackled the guy, and he like got up and started celebrating, and it was like a 6-yard run. I was like, what are we doing? But in an era like that, you know, to see DJ Moore not necessarily get hyped up for his touchdowns, it's cool. But, you know, but then you have Caleb Williams come, like, Caleb, you know why he doesn't rock with you? Because you're talking about giving him a noogie in your post-game press conference. I don't think DJ Moore likes things like that. But you know what? If the offense is putting up 31 points, then you could say whatever you want in those situations. And that's exactly what we had here. And we're going to be talking about it all day. Again, Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you, 670 The Score. Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Taking your phone calls for another half hour. So if you got thoughts on the Bears, if you're feeling good on this Monday, I want to hear about it. What'd you think was the standout moment for you in this one? 312-644-6767, an opportunity for you to talk about, you know, listen, victories are few and far between for this organization in the last couple of years, so we got to celebrate them while we can. And if it comes in the form of praise, then so be it. And phone lines are open for just that, but they'll be open all day today. At 5 o'clock, Dustin Rhodes comes in and takes over with the pregame show, leading you right into Mully and Hall. On the way home, I'm definitely listening in because, sheesh, Mully, Hall, pick six. I think that's going to be, for me, the best part of the show outside of Olin Krutz, who comes on at 7 o'clock. But pick six, getting David Hall, who was at the game last night. I saw him and Ruthie Polinsky do a couple of hits. Like, he's going to be hot. And then Mully, I just can't wait to hear what Mully has to say, right? Speaking of angry cookies, is he going to come in here feeling good? You know he is, and I can't wait to hear him give the praise to the Chicago Bears the way that they should. But the other guest that they have on the docket today, Brad Biggs, 9 o'clock, coming in, talking to the fellas. Can't wait to hear his angle of what he saw from the Bears game as he covered it live from Soldier Field. Then after that, Raheemy, Harris, Mark Grody. They got two guests that you're definitely going to want to hear from. Anthony Herron, the smooth, sultry voice of Anthony Herron, comes on at 11 o'clock. Then Dan Wiederer jumps on the ones and twos at 1, I should say. And then Spiegel and Holmes, they wrap things up. Kurt Warner, who's had nothing but praise for Caleb Williams, comes on at 3 o'clock to break down the 4-touchdown performance from QB1. And then Jason Leisure jumps on with the fellas at 4 o'clock. So make sure that you guys are here for that. But again, phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Bears win 31-14. CeeDee Lamb leaves the game early, but the Bears defense held strong. Javonte Williams, obviously the workhorse back for the Dallas Cowboys, you know, despite averaging 6 yards a rush, you know, that's going to be the crutch of the Chicago Bears defense, right? That front four trying to get penetration and trying to stop that run is going to be the task moving forward. But, you know, two different scoring drives that really stood out, right? A pair of quick strike bombs, the 19-play march that took almost 10 minutes. And then the fourth and goal call. You heard Tom Brady say it during the broadcast. He's like, man, I'm old school. I would have took the points right here. Bears go for it. Really trying to drive home that victory and they get the touchdown to DJ Moore. I mean, that sequence in itself just showed, you know, the confidence that Ben Johnson has in this team. And then when you're talking about the offense, you got to mention the protection. First game of Caleb Williams' career with zero sacks. I mean, how about that? We've had conversations ad nauseum about this offensive line, not just the left tackle position with Braxton Jones and the carousel of individuals that have almost been tasked with protecting Caleb Williams, but the rest of the line as well over the years. I'm saying, well, that's like 2 years. And then now you get in a situation where, granted, it wasn't perfect and it never will be. It's football with some of the best athletes in the world trying to get your quarterback. So it's never going to be that, but certainly to give up zero sacks says a lot about the offensive line, because he did have a clean pocket. Of course, I'm talking about Caleb Williams. Says a lot about Caleb Williams and his ability to get rid of the ball. And then, of course, Ben Johnson drawing up the game plan for it to happen. So, I mean, just great all the way around. And that's why you guys get the opportunity to talk a little bit about it before I get out of here. All right, 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. But I got some time to take a couple more calls. So if you're waking up, you want to chat about your Chicago Bears, now's the time to get it in. One more time, 312-644-6767. Your calls and the wrap-up coming up on the other side next, right here on 670 The Score.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
And you know what? I'm going to shout out to Caleb Williams, young quarterback for the Bears. 4 touchdown passes, no sacks on him today, no interceptions on him today. He was outstanding. And as a young quarterback, I've been in his shoes before. It does take a burden off because people are on your case a little bit because you're the first pick in the draft. Today, a great growing up for him. So happy, way to go, Caleb Williams.
I think people forget, this was only his 20th start today.
I didn't know that. Young.
Terry Bradshaw sprinkling some love on Caleb Williams. 4 touchdowns on the day as the Chicago Bears defeat the Dallas Cowboys 31-14. I am Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you for about 10 or so more minutes. Got a chance to take a couple more phone calls if you want to get some final thoughts in. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open, ready to chat. We're going to be doing it all day today. Of course, it's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday right here on 670 The Score, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Coming up at 5 o'clock, I'll be handing it off the same way Caleb Williams did to DeAndre Swift, but this time it's Gabe Ramirez to Dustin Rhodes with the pregame show. And then, of course, he leads you right into Mully and Hall. And they have two guests that you're going to want to listen to. Olin Kreutz jumps on at 7, Brad Biggs at 9 o'clock, then Raheemi Harris and Grody. They got Anthony Heron and Dan Weeder at 11-1, respectively. And then after that, Spiegel and Holmes. Of course, they got Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock and Jason Leisure at 4 all day today, taking care of you and talking about this victory that, you know, wasn't an easy one, right? Started off rough. Bears have a 3-and-out on the opening possession, punt the ball away, and then 2 straight runs, the Dallas Cowboys find themselves on the 24-yard line of the Chicago Bears that is before Tyreek Stevenson was able to strip the ball away from Javonte Williams, giving the Bears the ball. And then it's how they respond, right? When you get turnovers in the NFL, you got to put points on the board. And that's exactly what the Bears did, putting up a touchdown on that very next possession. So Bears put themselves in a good position moving forward. You know, they once, we were all talking about the strength of schedule heading into the season. And now when you look about, you look at what's coming up for the Chicago Bears, you know, if you're an optimist like me, you're feeling good about this team and what's in front of them. Coming up next week, Las Vegas Raiders, who, oof, they look tough. I thought Geno Smith was, and Pete Carroll, I thought they were going to be a good team out there to kind of just right the ship, and it's been anything but that. Ashton Jeanty not necessarily having the ability to get his feet on the ground, literally. And Geno Smith, you know, not being able to put up the explosiveness that they probably anticipated in Las Vegas. They fall to the Washington Commanders without Jaden Daniels, without Austin Eckler. So a bunch of backups on that squad. No Brian Robinson Jr., who was the workhorse last year. So, again, this is a team that if you are a Bears fan, you're thinking, hey, man, this might be – Bears might be able to pull this one off. End up 2-2 heading into the bye week, and I'm sure Bears fans, after the start that they had, be feeling good about that. But as mentioned, you know, Jaden Daniels is out, and that's the first game after the bye week. Monday Night Football, Bears against the Washington Commanders. So we'll see if Jaden Daniels is back by then. I would assume he is. That's almost a month from now. Then after that, the New Orleans Saints. It's probably one of the worst teams in the NFL right now. Spencer Rattler, I mean, he's decent, but defensively, offensively, they just can't put the whole thing together. They had a tough outing against the Seattle Seahawks over the weekend, but that's what the Bears play after the Commanders. Tough game against the Ravens after that. That'll wrap up your October. But then you face the Bengals with no Joe Burrow. You face the Giants, who at that point might be starting Jackson Dart. And then a Vikings team where you might be able to see J.J. McCarthy again and maybe change the script and the narrative on that game, which should have been a Bears victory. So, again, when you're looking at the upcoming schedule of the Bears, I'm not necessarily trying to just pencil in W's, but certainly games that you feel good that the Bears can win, as opposed to maybe, you know, games against the Eagles and the Baltimore Ravens, which will be happening as well. Now, the tail end of the season, tough. Right, you got Packers, San Fran, and Detroit. Now, I'll be going to that San Fran game, and, you know, Brock Purdy might be back by then. So, tough end to the season, but you got to right the ship. You got to do it one game at a time, and, you know, that starts with QB1. And that's exactly what, you know, you have here on this one. I feel like Caleb Williams did an excellent job today. I think we all can agree on that. No sacks on the day. But he talked to Tom Rinaldi following the Bears' victory, and he just seemed so poised, not just on the field during the game, but even in this interview, just seemed like someone who was ready for the moment. So here's Caleb talking about his 4-touchdown day and talking about the group and the effort that they've put in during the week.
If that's not a career day, Caleb, I don't know what one looks like. 4 touchdown passes, 4 different receivers, what clicked?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think, I honestly think it's our hard work that we've been putting in as a group, as a collective, offense, defense, special teams. We know what we need to do. We just got to go out there and execute. And that's something we did today. I think defense had 4 turnovers. You know, offense, we had a bunch of touchdowns. And, you know, special teams, they did their job with holding number 9 to, you know, a super explosive player and things like that. So, you know, everybody just doing their job, and we all clicked at one time.
Caleb Williams, 19 for 28 on the day. 67-68% if you're rounding up, completion percentage, which is where he wanted to be. He talked about that all offseason, wanted to be more accurate. 298 yards in the air, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, no sacks, no fumbles. Things that you would think would hinder this Bears team on a day like today, but Caleb Williams was excellent. Spread the ball around, which is something that, you know, he talked a lot about. You wouldn't believe it if I told you, but DJ Moore led the team in receptions. That seems crazy to me. Feel like those are some hidden receptions. You have 4 for 21 on the day. Luther Burden, obviously, with the big explosive flea flicker. 3 catches for 101 yards. And Caleb talked about the flea flicker with Tom Rinaldi as well and how it unfolded.
I have to ask you about the flea flicker. Yep. When it was tossed back to you, it seemed like it was in the air for 10 seconds till it reached you.
Yep.
What was going through your mind as you're waiting to catch that, then release it downfield?
All week, I underthrew Luther all week. And so it was just understanding, just be able to get the ball out. I told Luther, just keep running. You won't outrun me in the game. And we did just that. It was fun.
It's kind of like he told Torrey Taylor to, you know, he's never going to be punting a lot, but Torrey Taylor led the league in punts through the first 2 games of the season. I told Luther Burden the same thing. You're not going to be able to outrun. I love that. Caleb Williams, I'm telling you, There's a little bit of arrogance there. I think that's why maybe him and Ben Johnson get along. I've been talking about it and saying Ben Johnson's certainly arrogant, but in the good way, the best way possible, in the Tom Brady way, in the Floyd Mayweather way, where like they back it up. And that's what you want from Ben Johnson, a guy who believes in himself. And obviously when you watch the post game and the locker room stuff, you just got hyped up. And as Jacob was saying, our video engineer who'll be taking over the reins when Mully and Hall begins, it's like you wanted to run through a wall too. And it's ultimately what you want, not only as a player, but as a fan. You want to have a level of believability when it comes to your QB, I was going to say quarterback. And, you know, there are other people that I would love to get on board with that as well. One person, namely, is DJ Moore. You know, I don't know what's going on. Somebody put on the text message, from the 815, said DJ isn't down with the goofiness of Caleb Williams. And I get that, right? Caleb Williams, it's like DJ Moore is like the older brother. Caleb Williams is like the younger brother. And then, you know, you see your younger brother acting a fool and you're just like, roll your eyes and like, come on, bro, get serious. We're trying to handle business here. And I feel like that's how DJ Moore is. But he got in the end zone today, right? Didn't celebrate a ton, but I know Caleb was happy to happy that he connected with DJ during the game.
Caleb, how big of a deal was it for you guys to give DJ a touchdown?
Yeah, we wanted all of our guys to be able to get going. And feel the juice, the energy, the momentum that, you know, that we want to have on offense. And so being able to get our guy DJ the ball and definitely score, I know that feels good for him and feels good for me. I was super excited for him, you know, gave him kind of a hug, like I was going to give him a nuggie. But, you know, it's super exciting to be able to, you know, spread the ball around. That's something I think I've prided myself on throughout my career, is being able to spread the ball around to my guys. And, you know, it's not necessarily my job to be able to get them the ball in the sense of like spreading around that much. Whoever's open, I got to deliver. But I think I've done a good job over my career being able to spread the ball around and, you know, kind of keep all my, you know, my wide receivers happy, because they do a good job out there blocking. And, you know, you only get, there's 70 plays, and, you know, those receivers may get 5, 6, you know, targets. And so being able to have those moments and being able to have those guys scoring and keep that momentum going with those guys and, you know, building the momentum and trust and all of those things. So it's important to be able to get all of our guys the ball, and, you know, happy for DJ.
DJ Moore, 4 catches, 21 yards with a touchdown, but he wasn't the only one. Luther Burden has mentioned 3 catches, 100 yards on the day, 101 yards on the day on 3 targets. Roma Dunze in the mix, even though he dropped one that was crucial. 3 catches, 62 yards. DeAndre Swift had that one big catch for 41 yards. Good to see him in open space, because that's where you're able to see DeAndre Swift's talent, right? In space, dump off against zone coverage, was able to get 41 on that one. Colston Loveland finding a soft spot in the zone as well. 1 catch, 31 yards. He has a hip issue. Something going on with his hip. So we'll see and keep an eye on Colston Loveland as the week progresses. Alamide Zaccheaus, quietly one of the better pickups for the Bears during this offseason. Just a veteran wide receiver with good hands that is reliable. 3 catches, 24 yards on the day. And you could tell that Caleb Williams has confidence in a guy like Alamide Zaccheaus. Cole Kmet gets the touchdown with the 1 catch that he had. A texter just wrote in from 708. And said, I noticed that Kmet didn't celebrate too much with other teammates after his touchdown. Any reason for that? I'm sure that there's, you know, no specific reason, but I thought I can't remember who it was at the back of the end zone, but when Cole Kmet went to go do his home run celebration, I felt like somebody else was there next to him doing that celebration with him. So, listen, you know, when you're talking about a Ben Johnson-led offense, and when you want to highlight the weapons that the Chicago Bears have, there's a lot of them, right? Granted, you can't get the ball to everybody, but, you know, this is kind of what you thought it would look like if you were to try to imagine it, right? Luther Burden beating people over the top. Roma Dunze using his speed and just abilities to get into the end zone. DJ Moore sure-handed in the back. I love that, right? And then Cole Kmet, you're going to find a spot over the linebackers, getting lost in the safeties and finding a spot as well. I mean, this is what you wanted, right? DeAndre Swift in open space. I mean, to me personally, when you're talking about like what a perfect scenario would look like, kind of something like this. And somebody from the 219 says, I love DJ Moore. He's an introvert. Just leave him alone. Fair enough. Matter of fact, I'm gonna leave everybody alone. How about that? Because we're about to get up out of here, man. Of course, Plumbers 911 Football Monday right here on 670 The Score. Make sure you're listening all day long. coming up in just a few minutes. Dustin Rhodes is going to kick things off with the pregame show, leading you into Mully and Haw, who have Olin Krutz and Brad Biggs. You also got Raheem Harrison Grody with Anthony Heron and Dan Weeder at 11-1. And then Kurt Warner and Jason Leisure at 3-4, hanging out with Spiegel and Holmes. I want to thank my producer today, Grant Leader. It was our first time working together. Excellent job today.
Thank you, sir.
You know, it's like a blind date. It happens, and then we get in, and we do things the right way, but that's exactly what you're supposed to do. But again, all day today, we are talking Bears, so make sure you hang with us. We got the best of the best, live and local for you all day long, celebrating the victory. Bears defeat the Dallas Cowboys 31-14, and this is your home for all things Bears, so make sure you're hanging with us, all right? I am Gabe Ramirez. Hasta la próxima. Until next time, I'll hang out with you guys then. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.